The American people should be assured that we are doing everything in our power to keep you and your family safe and secure during this busy holiday season. Since I was first notified of this incident, I've ordered the following actions to be taken to protect the American people and to secure air travel. First, I directed that we take immediate steps to ensure the safety of the traveling public. We made sure that all flights still in the air were secure and could land safely. We immediately enhanced screening and security procedures for all flights, domestic and international. We added federal air marshals to flights entering and leaving the United States, and we're working closely in this country, federal, state, and local law enforcement with our international partners. Second, I've ordered two important reviews because it's absolutely critical that we learn from this incident and take the necessary measures to prevent future acts of terrorism. The first review involves our watch list system, which our government has had in place for many years to identify known and suspected terrorists so that we can prevent their entry into the United States. Apparently, the suspect in the Christmas incident was in this system, but not on a watch list such as the so-called no-fly list. So I have ordered a thorough review, not only of how information related to the subject was handled, but of the overall watch list system and how it can be strengthened. The second review will examine all screening policies, technologies, and procedures related to air travel. We need to determine just how the suspect was able to bring dangerous explosives aboard an aircraft and what additional steps we can take to thwart future attacks. Third, I've directed my national security team to keep up the pressure on those who would attack our country. We do not yet have all the answers about this latest attempt, but those who would slaughter innocent men, women, and children must know that the United States will do more than simply strengthen our defenses. We will continue to use every element of our national power to disrupt, to dismantle, and defeat the violent extremists who threaten us, whether they are from Afghanistan or Pakistan, Yemen or Somalia, or anywhere where they are plotting attacks against the U.S. homeland. Finally, the American people should remain vigilant, but also be confident. Those plotting against us seek not only to undermine our security, but also the open society and the values that we cherish as Americans.
There are fears that the enhanced security measures will result in racial profiling of Arabs or other foreigners. Ramzi Kilich, executive director of the Tampa chapter of CARE, the Council on American-Islamic Relations, says people have the right to expect safety when they fly.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, it's transportation that the public uses, and that's a place where probably safety is more of a concern than any other form of transportation we have today. I believe that, yes, of course, it should be a secure place.
CARE has concerns, though, about using security as an excuse for racial profiling. Can you tell us about that?
Sure. There's a fine line always when it comes to that regard in security and racial profiling. There should be profiling, but not based on the person's race or religion. Racial profiling is counterproductive in that it creates fear and insecurity for most minorities that may have a darker complexion or a beard or whatnot. That's the concept behind racial profiling. You're looking at somebody because of their features based on their race, religion, or how they're dressed or whatnot. You should look at a person's behavior. That's how a person should be profiled. Are they nervous? Are they sweating? Are they talking frantically? Are they conspiring with another person in regards with suspicious activity? That sort of thing should be profiled. We're mainly concerned that there would be a panic nationwide in regards where people will be reporting incidents that they think are suspicious. I mean, I understand that there's that fear out there right now and that there's a heightened sense of security, but there are professionals on the front line, TSA and others, that should be doing their job at screening any suspicious activity or that sort of thing. But still, if they see something that they think should be reported, they should. But keep in mind on an individual level that you should base that on a behavior and not just by the way somebody looks like. Because, we've had a couple incidents so far, I guess you could call them backlash. One of them being the recent men being detained in Arizona because they were Middle Eastern and they were speaking Arabic on the flight, and they were what they were really talking about was how simple conversation normal people would have when they're traveling. That happened, like I said, Arizona, a flight coming from Orlando, Arizona. A woman reported it just based on what she considered suspicious activity, but because the men were speaking in Arabic, I suppose. But I understand and I empathize with passengers who have that heightened sense of security or fear, but please, base things on behavior and suspicious activity and not the way somebody looks.